April 13, Christ and Christians. A man by the name of William Hart wrote a book a little while back on the most influential people in world history. Jesus came in third. Hart made a confronting comment. On his own merits, Jesus would definitely be the most influential person ever. The problem is his followers. They have done a relatively very poor job of carrying out his message. Another well-known writer was equally blunt. What a pity, she said, that on the heels of Christ came the Christians. When asked about the enormous growth in the church in his 90-year lifetime, evangelical leader John Stott responded, "The church has become 1,000 miles wide, but only 1 inch high." He was trying to express his dismay that the church's growth in numbers has not been matched by its growth into Christ-likeness and maturity. We are called to be disciples. Men, women, teenagers and children who model their life on Christ. This is the heart of our mission. Everything else, worship, ministry, friendship, evangelism, all flow from this heart. If we don't get the heart right, we won't get the rest right either. Christianity that costs you nothing is useless and damaging. Damaging to God, to true Christians, and to those who aren't Christians at all. Jesus only ever called people to a walk with himself that would cost them everything. Stop trying to save yourself. Stop pandering to your flesh. Stop trying to play it safe. Become a real disciple of Christ. Pay the price. God's waiting for you. Don't make him wait too long.